This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. How are we? What's going on then? I'm trying to think of anything interesting to tell you about my day yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear Emma.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you.
It's funny, my friend.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us.
Hey, hey.
And so say all of us. And so say all of us. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow.
So nice. I'm having such
and
a good time.
And so say all of us.
That was so beautiful. Guys,
I didn't realise how long it goes on for.
It really doesn't feel like my birthday.
Doesn't it?
No, not at all.
But we got you presents.
No. It's not your fault. It's just, I'm just not mentally there. I can't believe how quick the year came around. I'm like, what the fuck? It's the end of May. It's funny because my friend Emer, who I lived with, we share a birthday. She's the 27th of May as well. And
I know. We surprised her last night with Dermot Kennedy.
Fuck off. No, it's funny. She went to Dean last night, which is where we're going tonight. And I was like, oh, what are you doing tonight? And she was like, her fella's bringing her off for a night away.
Oh, lovely. Like,
yeah.
What did you get?
I don't know what I'm getting. There's a card at home and I've been told a present's being delivered today. You mean from Jack, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
And then we're going out for dinner tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
There's a present being delivered today? Not very on the ball, is
yeah.
it? Obviously ordered that 3 days ago.
Yeah. I'd love to know what it is. I've no idea.
Well, please tell us on tomorrow's podcast.
It doesn't really matter anymore. When you're younger, you get excited about your birthday.
I hate my birthday. I hate it.
I think it's cute.
No, I just hate it. It's like anxiety for me.
When I lived with Emer, we used to always do something like we'd have a party in the garden and it was more of just an excuse to get people together rather than being like, it's our birthday, it was just more like, let's have a party in the garden because it's really weird. The weather's always amazing on the 27th of May. We've always found that the bank holiday weekend, even during COVID,
yeah.
we'd have a few people over. The weather was just class. Remember my 30th, the weather was unreal.
Yeah, it was.
That's 3 years ago. Holy shit.
My God.
3 years since you last saw my dad.
Ah, good. No, I saw him at the boxing.
You did. You did. Right.
3 years since I saw someone else, though.
That's true. She just texted me, actually. See, he was on my phone there.
Sorry. This is just a random girl that I shifted at Emma's party.
She's not a random girl. She's like my best friend.
Yeah, but in case Pippa's listening going, who the fuck is, who's he waiting for to see? I'm not waiting to see anyone. I'm just saying, I haven't seen the girl that I shifted in 3 years.
Do you want to see what she just sent me in a text?
What did she just say to you?
I miss Dave.
Oh my. Oh no, she is okay. I'll read you the first part. Happy birthday, my Gemini queen. Part two is very deep and we're not going to read that. And then she says, P.S. keep an eye out today for something. Hee hee.
Oh, cute,
my darling girl.
That's very, very nice. Let's
go. My David Fiona in the morning. Hello there, what's going on?
Good morning.
How
what's going
things?
On welcome to Wednesday, although to be fair I'm kind of annoyed that it's only Wednesday.
Oh, I actually think the week's flying.
Do
last
you?
Night I was at home and I was like, it took me a sec to remember that it was Tuesday rather than Monday, and then I remember Top 10 Tuesday.
When I realised it was only Tuesday yesterday, I was like, this is horrendous.
You had a really busy day yesterday though, and sometimes when you do too much on a Tuesday it slows the week down. Dave, you messed it up.
Do you want to hear about my day?
You had a big one, didn't you?
Yesterday I had a big day. I went to work, I went to the gym, I went into the sauna, and then I went to play 18 holes of golf.
You didn't tell anyone about it, though?
No, God, no. I only screenshot my Whoop stats and put them straight up on my Instagram.
I was like, he lifted weights for 45 minutes? That's so long.
Yeah, I know. With a 12.3 strain on the strength trainer and a 12.3 strain on the golf. Lads, I'm
in. So you've covered the online world with your update. Now you're covering the...
Yeah, just the radio waves.
World.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So now I'm pretty sure everyone in the world knows I had a really big day yesterday.
Well done, well done.
I have a big day today.
What's going on?
I have to record Ian Dempsey's podcast.
No presh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is the Dempsey's Dozen. Yeah. This is where he asks you 12 general knowledge questions and I have to beat Emma Nolan.
I did quite badly. So I think
you did quite well. I think
did
you
I?
Got like 6 or 7.
Did I? Yeah. Okay. It is actually quite a hard quiz, isn't
it? Callum, do you remember what Emma got in Ian Dempsey Dozen?
Oh, like 7.
I thought 7 too.
Out of 12?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not too ashamed of that now in hindsight. At the time, I was mortified. But yeah, Dempsey's Dozen, it's not for the faint-hearted in the sense that, like, I don't know, have you ever been to a pub quiz where you feel like, geez, like, I'm not that thick, I'm grand. But you're in the pub quiz and you're like, I can contribute nothing to this team.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe of Dempsey's Dozen. Sometimes the questions are really hard.
Yeah, here's hoping he asks, question one, what did you do yesterday? I'm like, well, I went to the gym and I went and played golf and I went and did a sauna. Thanks, Ian. You're correct.
Extra points for that, being like, man, your strain must be so good.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
They're from Bray, that is Florence Road, which is the road that led up to their old school.
Very nice.
Hanging out to dry, you're listening to Spin More.
I like that one, it's a good tune. Listen, €200 one for all voucher could be yours before 7:30 this morning. If you'd like to win, keep listening. As I said, around 7:30, someone's going to win a €200 one for all voucher.
So yesterday it all came out, all the, the first off-cast anyway, the people going in at the beginning, for Love Island, which starts on the 1st of June, which is Sunday.
Sorry, what happened? I am excited.
I know exactly what
My mate was texting me and she was just like, I am going to make sure I watch the first episode so I'm not doing a catch up for the entire series. And I was like, and they're all pretty normal people. That's they're all like 3,000 followers or something.
Yeah.
Why am I excited?
I'm excited because All Stars was great.
It was.
All Stars was in January. Obviously, from a Spin point of view, our colleague Jack Keating was back in there. So we were all watching, like, I was watching Love Island like I've never watched Love Island before, and I really enjoyed it. And I think my...
So was I while watching Jack Keating behind closed hands.
My boyfriend Jack watched it for the first time with me that time around, and he fell in love with it. But I was like, no, you need to wait until it's not people who are versed on it. Wait, like, as in, if you like this, wait until the summer version when it's hopefully regular people.
Yeah.
I think Love Island have let themselves down over the last few years by getting people who are already very media trained, are successful in whatever way.
They have a lot to lose.
Yeah, they kind of have like public personas anyway from Instagram and the online world, regardless, and they were getting opportunities in there. But when you look through this cast, it does, like you said, seem like these are regular people who have regular jobs, who are taking this massive chance going into the villa. So fair play to them all. In there we have a quantity surveyor from Liverpool. Her name is Robin. Lorenzo is a business owner. He's 28. Mika's 21. She's a London student from Barbados.
28, sorry, that's quite old for Love Island, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, shouldn't be. But yeah, I know what you mean. If you're teamed up with a 21-year-old, you're like, I don't know. But basically the Mika, who's from Barbados, but living in London, bit of a flex. Her auntie is the Prime Minister of Barbados.
No way.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's pretty cool. Read that this morning. I love the way, like, as soon as like the Love Island thing comes out, it's like people just start, like, the journos just start going mad.
Who's who? Yeah. Ellie's 24. She's a real estate videographer from West Lothian.
I've never heard of that. Where is that?
West Lothian, yeah, Colin.
West Lothian is what it is, and it's in Scotland.
I've never heard
of it. Lothian's not a very nice name for somewhere that you're from. It sounds very hateful. Sam Raj is 25, a model from Birmingham. Lola's 28, a detective from Kent. I hope that as I'm talking about their jobs, because I want to hear all about Lola's job as a detective. Electrician Sam.
No, I want to hear about her type on paper and if she's going to pull him for a chat.
I know. Anyway, we go on. Do you want to keep going through them? The one that really catches my attention, of course, and is making huge headlines in all the Irish papers and is being treated like a proper journalistic story, which is making me laugh.
It's the model from Birmingham, isn't it?
No. It's the fact that Galway fullback Sean Fitzgerald
Fitzy
has been confirmed as a contestant on the new season of Love Island. Now, be honest with me. Did you know him as Fitzy before the Love Island thing?
Yes.
Oh, you're a gaff fella, are you?
I'm not a gaff fella. He's a TikToker.
Yeah, this guy's been around. I've heard of his name, but I wouldn't be familiar with who.
So he's big on TikTok.
I know his TikToks, yeah.
Right. So what does he do on TikTok?
He's a teacher, so he just kind of does whatever content. Like, I remember back in the day, like, I'd say probably over a year ago, could be even 2 years ago, he was making content about, like, being a teacher is hard because you have to buy all your own treats and stuff like that. Like, you can't go through whatever. So he has like a drawer that's filled with sweets. So if they do a quiz and they get it right, they get one piece of chocolate or what, you know what I mean? Different things like that. It was quite nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He seems like an interesting character, I'll say that.
Well, a lot of the Twitter people yesterday claimed that they found his, you know, you have to do like a video to get yourself into Love Island, like why you should go into Love Island. Now, he posted this on all of his own channels, like, back earlier this year, so people are assuming this is a bit of a mess, like it's a joke. It's probably not the actual video he sent over, but he seems like a very quirky guy.
Okay,
I'll give him that.
This is my formal application for Love Island, right? Love Island, please have me, okay? And this is why. My first reason I should be in the villa is because I bring all my undiagnosed whatever I have to the table. Do you understand me?
I like him.
He's given. So I'm a bit quirky.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. He went on to say this.
I'm in there to find a girlfriend, a woman to settle down with. But I'm going to do it in the way I would. So I'm not going to be like, you're out, darling, you'll go for a chat. Or whatever, like, none of that shite. I'll be like, are we getting on with crack? Like, I'd literally just be normal and Irish.
I hope he is.
Oh my God. Whoa, the bar is high. Like, so high. I'm not going to be like, oh, can I pull you for a chat? I'm going to be like, alright, how's it going?
What's the crack?
Shut up.
Yeah, lucky ladies. Then, yeah, he seems quirky.
You know when people are sleeping or they're getting active, they're kissing, whatever. How has no one decided to scare someone while they're doing it? I just think it'd be funny. It would just, like, if I was watching Love Island and I saw it happen, I'd piss myself laughing, right? I just think, how has no one done it? Get on the ground, army crawl. Let's be honest, we've all practiced this at a young age, so like this is what it was for. And you just go,
God, I'm exhausted. Listen to him, I'm absolutely exhausted.
I think he's going to be a loss.
It's so interesting because obviously
these people are always mental on their auditions, and then they're totally normal. Like, do you remember back in the day when Big Brother, you'd put in an audition and you'd be crazy, and then as soon as they were on, they were like, yeah, I'm very excited.
But this wasn't even clearly this wasn't even the real tape. Maybe it was.
I'd say it was the real tape.
Like,
it 100% was the real thing.
That he was like, this is what I sent.
He had to stand out. What were you saying?
He's got a full on buzz cut now as well, though. He's kind of like really chiseled himself up for Love Island.
He looks well.
In that one, he was kind of like full head of hair in his clothes, but then now it's like,
oh yeah,
buzz
he's
cut.
Even
like,
blonde, I think, isn't he? Yeah. So we'll see. I'm buzzing that. So it's the first Sunday.
The official Sunday game commented Monday on the official Love Island account.
Oh yeah, go on, watch this.
And they were like, no championship this year, ? And the guy's emoji. And I was like, that was very clever. Well done. Well
he
done
did officially stand back from his GA team, didn't he, the other day? So it was like, you're kind of pretty much confirming the rumours that have been swirling for a while.
Yeah, he
was heading in.
Connacht final, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Freya Sky now, this is Silent Treatment. You're listening to Spin. You played it cool and I played it dumb. Don't you think I'm a little too young to be messed with like that? So convincing, you made it look fun. Laugh it off, but the damage is done. Saying, baby, just relax, relax.
Remember we were talking a couple of weeks ago about kind of music and how we can't really find good music, like new genre of tunes that we like. And so we keep kind of going back to old playlists.
Yeah, yeah. Same, over and over again. I'm so tired of my personal Spotify playlist.
I'm so bored of it.
So bored.
Like, it's so disheartening when you're like on the way to the gym and you're like, I suppose I'll play this playlist. Or you go into the DJ thing on Spotify where it's supposed to mix it up a bit and you're like, heard it. And you go to listen to the new music and you go to Discover Weekly and you're like, I don't like it.
I think it's a sign of, you know, they do say that when you hit a particular age, that it's a little bit harder to love new music the same way. But I don't know about you, as much as I'm so sick of my personal playlist, when I do look through it, to be like, just freshen up and get rid of stuff. I'm like, oh, I can't get rid of that.
Yeah.
I'm a bit precious about it, but I don't want to listen to it either.
No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Well, it's the same with me and YouTube, right? And I know that sounds like I'm a 14-year-old boy, but I do love a bit of YouTube. I've always loved a bit of YouTube.
When you say YouTube, how did you use it when you were a 14-year-old boy? Like, in what way did you use it?
Well, when I was 14, I think it was just becoming a thing.
Right, okay.
So I don't know if it was like as...
Well, you know what I mean? As in, my point is, like, what's your browsing? Like, what do you do that makes... Like, all I do on YouTube is watch music videos.
That is all you do on YouTube, isn't it?
So, yeah, well, like, is there something else? Are you watching it for the YouTubers?
I watch YouTubers, yeah. YouTubers, if you will.
The YouTubers.
But I only watch a very specific genre of... YouTubers. I watch commentary. So, like, it'll be like people like Drew Gooden or Danny Gonzalez, or like used to be Cody Ko and things like that. And they would basically talk about something, like a video they found, and they would review it and they would just absolutely slag it. And that was my favorite genre of YouTubers.
So weird. I've just never gotten into it.
But they'd be like half an hour videos, and I'd sit down at lunch and I'd be happy out. And now I'm sitting there at lunch and I'm going, I have nothing to watch. I don't care anymore. I used to watch like Mr. Beast, or I used to watch like whoever the big YouTubers were. I have no one to watch anymore because Mr. That's Beast is too
extra
and childish for me now. Do you know what I mean?
It's I did watch Beast Games and I found him a bit intolerable. But
really?
Yeah. Like, I liked Beast Games and he seems like a nice lad and everything, but I was just like, oh, wished.
Yeah. I honestly totally get that. But now I'm just sitting there at lunch going, what do I watch? Because I can't eat lunch without setting up my phone.
I'm with you.
And I stick it on YouTube. So I started watching, does the name Will and E mean anything to you?
No.
do anything to you, Callum? No. Basically, he has like a channel. It will grow up huge, huge channel. But he also has a second channel that he just kind of does random crappy videos in his mind, right? But the random crappy videos are amazing because they're like, it's him and his mate sitting at a table and they try foods that are the least expensive on every menu. So, I mean, like, they'll go to all the fast food, right? And they'll, you know, whatever. So I'm literally just watching people eat. But then also be like the most expensive foods on all fast food menus. Or they'll be like the most calorific or, you know, whatever. Mm. They'll go through different things. And I absolutely love it. It's fantastic. But there's not a lot of them. I've gone through every single one of them. Mm. So I'm just sitting there waiting for a new video.
And I'm watching, eating my lunch because I need something as well. And it doesn't work. TikTok is when, that's my TikTok.
You can't, I'd love that, but you can't.
I wish it would just automatically go to the next one.
You can do that.
Oh, can you?
You can like hold down on your screen and be like automatically scroll or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you have to watch an ad.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Or if a video scrolls up that you don't like and you know instantly.
Like this, trying to, like one spoonful in the mouth, one flick down on the phone.
And so it's got me thinking like,
this is embarrassing.
It's got me thinking, A, all right, I miss YouTube. But B, my God, have we become so reliant on these things because I can't eat my lunch or go to the bathroom or sit on a chair without going, well, I'll just see what's going on my phone.
Well, here's the thing. I would say that long before any of this, like any TikTok or whatever, I was the exact same. When I watched Home and Away, that would be what I would do at my lunch on my phone.
Yeah.
So like I would, the Daily Motion used to upload the Australian episodes, so I couldn't resist catching up with what Australia was on when I was obsessed. So what RTE were showing was about 6 weeks behind. Mm. So I used to have to watch them on Daily Motion. And I would literally, even if it's only 10 minutes of the episode, I'd pause it then and come back to it later.
Yeah.
And I'd finish it off in bed. And it was my time. And I miss watching it. So I'm too out of the loop now and I don't care anymore to go back. But I get what you mean. Yeah. That was what I missed. You miss YouTube, I miss Home and Away.
I used to read the shampoo bottle while on the toilet. Oh. Or I used to, like, you know, sit there and just talk to my family while eating dinner.
I thought you were going to say while you're on the toilet. I know.
FaceTime. I miss you guys.
Yeah, there's nothing worse when you sit down to have your lunch and you're like, do I sit here with my thoughts of my sandwich?
Awful.
Terrifying. Get away from me.
Recharged.
Kingfisher and the Blade. You're listening to Spin.
And we must stop everything and say happy birthday, Emma Nolan.
Thank you very much, guys.
I'm trying to go as long as possible without saying it.
I just thought you'd forgotten, but it's okay.
I got it to 7:45. Happy birthday, Emma Nolan. We have a birthday surprise for Emma Nolan coming just before 8:30 this morning.
My God.
So if you're around and you like Dermot Kennedy.
If you're a Dermot Kennedy fan, I just know Callum and Dave would have worked really hard to get him in here. Considering we pulled out all the stops and got Claire Byrne in here for Dave's birthday. I just know. Look, if you're a Dermot Kennedy fan, I'm wearing my nice perfume today because
you're a Dermot Kennedy fan. You are going to want to hear this, right?
Okay. Dermot Kennedy on the show around 8:10.
We never said that.
I have no doubt about it. Now, every day on the show this week, we have a €200 one for all voucher to win. We are celebrating the release of the new epic live action adventure. It's called Masters of the Universe and it's in cinemas on the 3rd of June.
Yeah, after spending 15 years searching for the legendary Sword of Power, Adam finally discovers the truth about his destiny. Returning to Eternia, he finds his kingdom under the rule of Skeletor. And to save his world, Adam must become He-Man and prove that true strength comes from within. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same as like, you know, when he returns to Eternia and sees that Skeletor is running it. It's kind of like when Simba returns to Pride Rock.
I was about to say it's very Lion King vibes.
Very Lion King vibes. Because that's what happens, Simba. He becomes He-Lion.
He does.
Yes.
And true power does come from within. And
it does.
Accepting yourself.
I've always said
that. Yeah, and I've always said it as well. You do have to answer the phone if we call you back now to win the €200 one for all voucher with that very specific He-Man phrase. So let's hope for the best on that. Come on.
I have the power!
Guys, the enthusiasm on this week, I'm really impressed. Will, well done.
Even though we just mentioned it, I totally then forgot that they had to answer that way. Mm. So I was going, what the hell is going on? Even though we literally said it about 10 seconds ago.
Will, fair play to you. You've won yourself a €200 one for all voucher. Well done.
Nice one, Will.
That's lovely stuff. Thanks very much.
What are you going to spend it on?
Oh, geez, I don't know. We go see He-Man.
Yeah, good shout. Good idea. And thank you for doing that. The client's going to be very happy with us.
What's the plan today, Will? Are you heading to work? Are you going to get a chance to get out in the sun at all?
No. Just heading to work.
What do you do, Will?
I'm in recruitment.
Very nice. Okay. Well, I'll send you over my CV and that'd be fantastic.
Where are you going?
I don't know, maybe somewhere in tech or London or, you know, somewhere nice.
All right.
Somewhere where the weather continues.
To be good.
To be good.
Well, okay. Yeah. Right. That's.
I feel like it's always nice in London.
Yeah, because it gets a good spell. The good
Spain,
good
then.
Right. Will, have a lovely day. Well done.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Good luck, Will. Bye.
If you're ever going to resign, just don't do it on my birthday, okay? It just makes me feel really sad.
Okay. That's the only thing. I can do it any of the 364 other days.
No,
but just not on the 27th of May.
No, I already have PTSD. You're not allowed to leave me. You know that. Ever. Dave can never leave me.
Big news.
Stick around if you want to win the 200 euro one for all voucher, by the way. Tomorrow we'll do it just after 9:30 in the morning. Now, though, Calvin Harris teaming up with their very own Jazzy. This is Satisfy at Spin.
Got you on my mind. Oh, you treat me right. Boy, satisfy. Got you on my mind.
Casey Musgraves and Dry Spell on Spin. I feel like the playlist this morning, unintentionally, is very much making reference to the weather. Just after 7, we played Hanging Out to Dry by Florence Road. And
oh, yeah.
As we say, guys, the drying is unbelievable.
Give us two more examples.
Well, at the moment, we're playing Dry Spell by yeah. Casey Musgraves.
Okay, one more.
Calvin Harris and Jazzy have a song called Satisfy, and I am satisfied with the weather, Cal. I have to say.
After 9, we're playing Midnight Sun by Zara Larsson.
Very good, yeah.
Oh, God, I hope Stormzy shut up.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning, what a morning to wake up to. It's a beautiful day to be alive.
Good morning, and if you haven't noticed, Emma's very happy mood. It's because it's her birthday today.
Thank you, Dave. I was just happy because of the weather. But
happy birthday, Emma Nolan.
Well, actually, I was going to ask your advice on this, on something slightly kind of birthday related, but it's more so I'm going to Dean, the restaurant tonight.
Oh,
the
yes.
new rooftop.
You're going to what a time to go.
I know. We're so lucky with the weather and everything. But I wonder, because here's the thing. It's my boyfriend's birthday this Sunday. We're very close birthdays on the 27th. He is the 31st. So we said we'd bring each other out for something to eat. He's been dying, like, since he first moved to Dublin to go to Mr. S, the restaurant mm-hmm. in Camden Street. Mm-hmm. Really hard to get a table in there. I booked
it
in like March.
I've never heard of Mr. S.
Booked it back in March. So we're going there on Sunday. So we were chatting. And we were like, we should do like starter main in one and main dessert in the other.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a starter or a dessert in Dean?
Oh, I had, because they asked were we celebrating anything, and I said, yeah, it's my birthday, and they brought me over a little profiterole with a happy birthday thing
cute.
On it, which was nice. But then I think we also got dessert.
Was good.
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
I think as well, because Jack's more of a foodie than me.
Is Mr. S like a foodie place?
I think it is.
Because Dean isn't really a foodie place.
Okay, well, I think Mr. S is.
See,
so maybe
I would,
that's a starter main.
I'd get the dessert. I don't know if. Yeah, I don't know. Where do you get the dessert? Do you get the dessert in the not foodie place, or do you get it in the foodie place?
I'd say the not is not foodie place. Just okay. Give me a plain Jane brownie, heat it up, shove a bit of ice cream on there. Thank you very much.
They do these things in Dean called pistachio profiteroles. They're pistachio. Like, it's kind of pistachio ice cream or whatever. It is dead. They're really good. In fairness. And they come over and they pour the chocolate on it. It's deadly.
Okay, I'm going for that.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You know, when I was younger, my sister and I had this toxic trait where we would love to eat, like, we used to love eating frozen profiteroles. So my granny used to have profiteroles in her freezer because she ran a B&B.
Did she?
Yeah.
We did the exact same thing. On a Sunday, like, we'd get profiteroles for after lunch.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, I'd be like, just eating them away. And the man would be like, stop eating them. They're frozen. I'd be like, yeah, but they're so good.
Honestly, a profiterole frozen is delicious.
Do you remember the tower? That you used to be able to get.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't frozen. Like, you could get them in the fridge in Tesco.
Oh.
And they were like, it was like
yes.
a pyramid.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh my, I don't know where they're gone, but they're the best things in the world, and Tesco need to bring them back.
Yeah. I literally.
It's my favourite dessert of all time is profiteroles.
My poor granny trying to run her B&B and keep food in the fridge, and we go down and there wouldn't be a profiterole left by the time we left. 3 hours later, it was unreal. Tricky 10 on the way in a moment.
Station. Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Welcome into the Tricky 10. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and we're hoping to give away all those incredible prizes Friday to Jessica. What's going on, Jessica? Have you been out enjoying the sun?
I have, maybe a bit too much. I'm looking a bit pink today.
No.
Callum said he was walking down Grafton Street yesterday and he saw the most sunburnt human he's ever seen in his life.
Oh no. Oh, she was like glowing red, like radioactive. People in the restaurants on the street were kind of like turning their heads.
Oh,
she must have fallen asleep on her sun lounger or something. You know?
That's going to hurt so
The pain of it, yeah.
Come here, Jessica. What's the story with your name? Do we continue calling you Jessica? Do you prefer Jess? Do you prefer Jessie? Well, do you hate those?
You can call me Jessie. Oh, sorry, that's my daughter now. She will be singing in the background.
She has a preference, obviously. She wants me to call you Jess. But you prefer Jessie, Jessica?
Jess is fine,
Jess is fine. Oh, thank God. I like a Jessica where you can kind of remix it. Do you know what I mean? Because, like,
I answer to anything.
Do you? Okay, fair enough. I do too. Like, Dave is fine, David is fine, whatever you want to call me. But some people are like, don't you dare call me Jess.
I know, it's Jessica. What's your daughter's name?
Autumn.
Autumn, that is lovely.
Is it nearly her first birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
I know. Is that a feeling?
I wouldn't have even put that together, to be honest.
All right, Jessica.
Well, she's actually a summer baby, so we get that's the first question we get asked.
Okay, interesting.
Summer would have been a nice name as well.
Yeah. But no, I always love the name Otto.
Yeah, it is a beautiful name, isn't it?
It is
so
very
sweet.
Nice.
Okay, Jessica.
If you're American, you're called Fall.
Here we go. Let's do the Tricky 10 and wish you the best of luck. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're about to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. That answer will not repeat if it's correct. Now, we can only accept your first answer. If you don't know it, make sure to give it a guess. I'm sure you've heard the prizes this week are unbelievable. The VHI Women's Running Marathon is happening this Sunday. Yourself and Autumn could go out and stroll it if you wanted this weekend. You'll win those passes just for coming on this morning, okay? But then, at the end of the week, the player with the highest score will win those two Silvertone stainless steel watches with Echo Drive technology. That's from the event's official timing sponsor, Citizen Watch Ireland. And two 500 Top Flight holiday vouchers, so yourself and Autumn could head off on your holiday.
Nice one.
Right, Aoife, top of the leaderboard at the moment this week. She scored 8 in 55 seconds. Are you ready to go? I think Autumn is.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Let's do it, Jessica. I'm going to ask your questions. Deep breath in. Quiet now from you, Autumn, in the back. Mammy has stuff to do, okay? We got 55 seconds on the clock. Deep breath in, Jessica, the Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The British Prime Minister works from what number, Downing Street?
10.
How many suits are there in a deck of cards?
4.
Complete the name of the restaurant chain. What by Nico?
6 by Nico.
August is what number month of the year?
8.
Fill in the blank of the song by the Saw Doctors. And I wish I was on the N17. Oh crap, I gave you the answer there. What's the answer?
7.
Yeah. How many brothers make up the band Oasis?
2.
The word breakfast contains how many letters?
9.
What number Toy Story film will be released this summer?
3.
The Savoy Cinema and Cineworld are in which Dublin postal district?
1.
How many kilometres are there in 3,000 metres?
5.
Stop the clock.
Wow.
That was so fast.
Speedy. Well done.
Heart is beating.
I can imagine it is. Okay.
Jess, I thought we were a good team there. I think it's good to be a good team when the person gives you the answer.
I know, but it's very hard. Yeah. You're going, and I was on the
And what team? It's too easy to just not give the answer.
Balls out. I'm with you. I get you. Do you think you would have known it anyway? I think we can trust that you would have.
Of course, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God.
Right, let's tot these answers up, shall we?
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Another 8.
Okay, I think we need to work out what we're going to do here, and I think we should throw it out to you listening. Aoife is currently top of the leaderboard so far this week. She scored 8 in 55 seconds, the full amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Jess has just come on. She has scored 8 with one helped by Dave, but we do believe she would have known it anyway in 46.43 seconds.
Wow.
Now, in fairness, in your opinion, listening is currently top of the leaderboard. Is it Aoife or is it Jessica? Now, Jessica has absolutely smashed her time.
I would like to fight for Jessica purely because, okay, yes, I did give her an answer by accident, but she answered all 10 questions, which the previous player did not. They only answered 8 questions. And also, she said she knew the answer to N17 anyway.
Yeah, and she's 9 seconds quicker than our previous. Anyway, we'll leave it up to you listening. 087-711-103. Just the couple that caught you out then this morning, Jessica. What number Toy Story film will be released this summer? They've been at it for a while at this stage. It's actually their 5th installment rather than the 3rd. And again, you just panicked because you knew this. How many kilometres are there in 3,000 metres? The answer is 3.
I did not know this.
Than 5. Well, it's just 1,000.
I didn't know that. I didn't know a kilometre was 1,000 metres.
Really?
Yeah.
I only know because my Nike run coach is always like, we're about to run a 5K, which is just 5,000 metres. And I bet you've already ran 100 since I started talking.
Fair.
That's the way he goes on. Jessica, we will wait to see what happens with these results. And we wish you the best of luck, okay?
Well done, Jessica.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Get the saw doctors on. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, just having a quick look at the responses. It's 100% that Jess is top of the leaderboard.
I think that's fair. I know I messed up, I'm sorry. But I do think it's fair. She answered more questions than the other person.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? But
look,
maybe it needs to go to an independent adjudicator. I don't know.
For now, the majority, actually not even majority, every single vote is for Jessica for now. But look, there's still 2 days to go. It's today, Wednesday. Yes, we've Thursday and Friday to play as well. Come on and play tomorrow and let's forget about this debacle completely. Come on and get a 10. Come on and get a 9. Come on and get an 8 in an even faster time. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Dave won't ruin the game tomorrow. He promises.
Yeah, because I won't be here. I'll be fired. Happy birthday, Emma Nolan.
Thanks very much, Dave.
This is so annoying. It's so bad because no matter what it is, it's going to be shite. Basically, it's Emma's birthday. Happy birthday, Emma. You have gone all out for me in the last couple of years when it was my birthday. Like last year, it was my 30th. You indulged me with an adult kid's birthday at Jump Zone. It was unbelievable.
We really went big ham on that one.
And I thought 31 won't be any crack, but you surprised me with my hero and idol, which is Claire Byrne.
Well, luckily I got you another present.
Okay.
So
please be a PlayStation.
It is Claire Byrne, everybody!
Oh my God! Oh my God.
Oh my God, you
can't.
It was
a huge moment.
I couldn't sleep last night because I was like, I just know that.
Stop saying that.
Dave will literally be hounding Dermot Kennedy's people since probably the turn of the year to be like, for Emma's birthday, my pal, I'd love you to allow Dermo to come in and surprise Emma. And look, I couldn't sleep last night. I got the arms out so Dermo can see my tattoo, which is for him.
Okay.
Can't wait.
I'm really sorry to disappoint you. And it's a disappointment for everyone listening. It's not Dermot Kennedy, okay? We couldn't get him.
Good decoy.
No matter what I say, she doesn't believe me. So I'll give you present one.
Okay.
Present one is something you didn't get me. It's a card.
Oh! Card.
There you go.
I love a card. Thank you so much.
Where's your card?
Ah. That is the best card I've ever seen. It's a green card. It has a dog on front and it says, in dog years, you're dead. That's absolutely amazing. That's Stephanie Callum.
That was me. I picked it up yesterday.
That is the best card I've ever seen. And it's true. What would I be in dog years? Well dead. Well dead by now.
33
by 7, can't do the maths.
Are you ready for present 2?
Yes.
Well, obviously you're running the VHI Women's Mini Marathon on Sunday. We thought you needed some company. Seamus the dog, obviously you are going to run for him, even though you're also running for the NSPCA, but you're also kind of running for Seamus because you love him so, so much.
Is he here?
He's not here.
Oh, guys!
We did get you this. So please open this and explain what it is.
The package here looks like it was something from Vinted, the way it's been wrapped.
What a nice thing to say.
Let's have a quick look. Sorry now for the delay. Oh, it's sticking to my hair.
Please describe what you have.
This is a jersey by the looks of it. Oh my God.
So explain the front. Look at the front.
Oh my God, it's my chamois. It's a big picture of my boy Seamus, who's my dog, on the front of the jersey.
And on the back?
On the back it says, yes, I am Spin 103 to Emma Nolan. And I'm running faster than you. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. No.
So just for Emma running the VHI Women's Mini Marathon,
do
we thought you needed some company.
Ah,
yeah. So Seamus on the dog in front of the shirt and on the back. Yes, I am Spin 103. It's Emma Nolan and I'm running faster than
That's
you.
That's so rude to the person behind. Everyone's going to hate me.
I'm not done
Guys,
though.
Thank you so much.
We have one more present, right?
Dermot.
I have you a third present. I gave you the card, I gave you the t-shirt. If you remember last Wednesday, we set you a challenge to race the Lewis from Dawson to Harcourt. But unfortunately, you failed. So Callum, if you could go outside the door there and fetch the second present. It's just outside the studio. I have got you.
What the hell Kennedy. Is this?
Okay, he's gone farther now. I don't know why he didn't just have it outside the studio.
What is it? Oh my god, it's a mini treadmill.
It's a walking pad slash treadmill.
Guys, is that legitimately for me? Because that's the best gift I've ever gotten in my life. Or are we renting it?
Well, I borrowed it from Lucy in marketing. Because I think you still need to do a little bit more training for the women's mini marathon. It's on Sunday and you said you haven't been doing much because of the heat. Yeah. So on Friday's show from 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I want you to do 10k steps on the walking pad before the end of the show.
Okay, that's doable.
So
we
this
can do that.
Friday, that's what we're going to do. 10k on the show before the end of the show.
Yeah.
And the race obviously on Sunday with 10k in distance. So I think 10k steps is a good compromise.
I love it. It's pink. Does this belong to Lucy?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, Luce, can I have it?
She brought it in yesterday and she gave it to me to put into storage. It was caked in dust.
Was it?
So,
oh, she doesn't really use it.
Yeah.
Well, Luce, if you're looking for it to go to a good home, that is a glam walking pad, isn't it? You know what scares me about the walking pads? There's nothing to hold on to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, at least with a treadmill, you've got a little bit of...
When I'm in the gym and I'm on the treadmill, I try my best not to hang on.
No, I know, but at least you know it's there. Whereas this, you're just kind of raw dogged it, aren't you?
And famously, a couple of years ago when we did Swap Timber, we did a whole thing where Emma had to run.
Oh, yeah, on a treadmill.
And then at the end of the show, she fell off.
She fell.
I did. I fell into the door, actually, which was... our boss was loving that.
Oh, he freaked.
So, for my birthday... You got me a card that says I'm in dog years dead.
Yes.
You got me a jersey for the mini marathon that was going to make everyone hate me.
Yes.
And you borrowed a treadmill from Lucy that we can use on Friday to make me exercise.
Bring in Dermot Kennedy! No, he's not there.
Any sign of him? No. No
sign.
I think it's fair to say you won this year. I think. And you kind of won last year as well.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
Here's
to
hoping
say.
Next year, 3 for 3.
Here's
Happy birthday,
great.
Emma.
Thank you. So basically, I moved to Dublin. It'll be 8 years this summer ago, moved back to Dublin. And I was 25 at the time. And I felt very young and I was having a lot of fun. And then COVID happened and suddenly I was like in my late
20s. You were 25 when you moved to Dublin.
Yeah, isn't that mad?
That is nuts.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know why that's nuts, but it is just
It just feels like ages ago, yeah. But then COVID happened and that was really weird for years and I still felt really young, but I was suddenly pushing 30 and I was like, what the hell? Basically, what I'm trying to say is I turned 33 today and I think I can very confidently say I'm in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's no tossing around. My 20s are gone now. I'm in my 30s. And with that, I think, comes quite a bit of power.
Oh.
There's certain things I feel like now that I've turned the ripe old age of 33, I can be quite proud of my aging journey. For example, from now on, I won't have anyone giving me grief in the office about the fact that I carry a reusable shopping bag within my work bag just in case I have to pick up a few bits after work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
I've got my together.
I have that in the boot of my car, just always ready.
I have them ready in the boot of my car, but sometimes if I'm on foot, I like to just know there's one there.
Yeah.
Just in case. You know, it makes me sad when I have to buy a new reusable
I don't
bag.
Like,
I have enough of them.
I don't like bringing things with me anywhere. I like going with two spare hands.
Mm.
And I don't, if I have something in that hand, I'm annoyed. I don't like carrying things.
So what about your reusable shopping bags? You walk into the shop with them though, no problem.
I'll have them in the car, but I'd never walk, like if I was walking into town or whatever, I'll have nothing on
them. Yeah, but I have a backpack for work, you see, so I keep my reusable bag in the bag. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I can now fully understand, genuinely, why people love a garden centre. I get it. It's a very nice experience.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
It smells so good.
I have
the smell
no interest.
Of fresh compost.
I go to the driving range out in Spawell and it connects to a garden centre.
Mm.
And I'm always driving to the driving range and I'm like, oh God, why are people here? Why are people going in there? Go to the driving range.
There's
it's way better.
So
fun.
Lovely to do when you go and look at all the fountains and they're trickling the water. You're like, oh God, if I had a garden now, I'd definitely get that lovely fountain.
You don't have a garden, you're still going to the garden centre.
Exactly, yeah. There's a great one at the back of the range. I do, and I was thinking about this morning when I was putting this together. I was like, let's just be proud of it. I do have a favourite bin bag brand. I hate the ones
I do
that rip.
Get that.
I know.
I do get
I love
that.
The ones that tie at the top and it's really easy to do your little like
however
hole back around the tree.
I will say those ones that have the little tie knot thing can be really
rippy.
Like, rippy.
They rip.
They can be really, I can really put off by some of them.
You have to find
when I see them, I kind of almost go, I think you're crap. I think you're trying to be great, but you're not.
Yeah, you're not because you're going to rip and I'm going to clean up after you. I can proudly say now, no more faffing around with, yeah, grand, that's fine, sure, whatever. I don't want to go to a gig if I'm standing.
Oh, cannot relate.
No, that's fine. That's fine. There's two different types of people in the world. I just want to sit. And I think as well, I can proudly say from now on that if we're in a pub for a chat and we can't hear each other, we go elsewhere.
Yes. Oh, I 100%. I've agreed on that since I was 18.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't hear you, darling. Will we go outside? Will we go somewhere else? There's a lovely place down the road that's more of an old man pub.
Not a single bit of music in the place.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Me down to the ground.
I always said that.
Hey, Spin, not Lauren here. Get your tickets. Win them here on Spin.
Okay, the call's happening in a little while, just after 10 o'clock this morning. That's it. You won't be, this is going to drag on for the rest of the week. In about an hour's time, we will find out our overall winner, who is going to be winning their way to London, a pair of tickets to an exclusive Niall Horan dinner party on the 3rd of June. As we say, it is in London, but you will sort you with your overnight stay, your flights, your transfers and hotel, all covered, all but thanks to Universal Music Ireland.
How cool is this? Like, this is, like, listen to the album, I presume. Had a dinner party.
I wonder what kind of food will be on. It better be good.
I hope they play the game like in the start of the song where he talks about like the playing games we never played before, like with this the box thing where he bends down to collect the box with his teeth and stuff. That's a game my man made us play when we were kids.
And actually
not
the,
made us play but like, we played.
The muse for the album is the fact that he actually met his now long-term partner at a dinner party hosted in his own home. Maybe if there's other people there, you might meet the love of your life as well. You
very
never know.
Nice.
And
that.
As we keep saying all week, you never know who's going to turn up, okay?
Also, maybe you're really hot and Niall will just leave his missus for you.
Can you imagine? Okay, so look, Niall popped up in
not
the show.
Not that he'll
there.
Be there for definite, by the way. This is just, you know,
hearsay.
You never know who'll show up.
Oh, I mean, read between the lines yourself. We said nothing. We got to make a call. The overall call happening with myself and Dave just after 10. There's a particular way you must answer the phone if this is your phone ringing right now.
Meet me at a dinner party.
Aideen!
Spot on, Aideen. Well done. You are on that qualifier list. Congratulations. I presume you're a big Niall Horan fan.
I am. Love him. I've seen him twice.
Even your indicator was celebrating.
I know, yeah. I'm literally trying to park here at work.
Okay, we'll leave you to it. But bear in mind, even if you're at work after 10 o'clock this morning, if we ring you back, you must answer your phone with Meet Me at a Dinner Party, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Best of luck later. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Aideen.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, that's it. Job done.
Fancy another one?
Oh, sure, we can't do that.
We can. Do one more. One more person. Because everyone in the world now thinks they can't get on the qualifier list. So imagine how surprising it would be to get one more finally.
That's breaking the rules.
I'll ring that person there.
Okay. Why not? Let's do
another one.
Meet me at a dinner party.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well done, Lauren. You're on the qualifier list.
Well done, Lauren. Was there even a little part of you that thought, this isn't Spin?
Yeah, absolutely.
What we can tell you, Lauren, is you are officially our very last qualifier.
Ooh,
that's it. The lines are closed.
Well done.
The lines are closed. In an hour's time, just after 10 o'clock this morning, should I say, to be specific, you might just get that call back from Dave and I. And if that happens, please do the exact same thing you just did. And no faffing, you will win your way to London, darling.
Nice one. Lauren, I presume you're a huge fan of Niall Horan.
I am, yeah.
How much does he mean to you as a person?
He was like my first crush ever.
Was he?
Oh, no.
Adorbs.
I get
totes adorbs. Lauren, well, congratulations. You are our final qualifier and the best of luck later on after 10 o'clock.
Thanks very much.
See you later, Lauren. Bye. Okay, that's it. Lines are closed. The big callback. If you're
fancy enough for one.
We've been here all day. No, look, the lines are closed. If you're in, you're in. And the best luck that your phone rings just after 10. You could have got in on a different show across the week. Well, good luck. The draw will be done just at 10 o'clock. And then Dave and I will make the call. So
it's all random as well. We haven't picked out a favourite or anything.
Not.
It's all done independently.
You wouldn't get away with that anymore.
Honestly.
Ever, so, actually. Yeah. Never get away with that ever. So look. That's it. Lines are closed. Good luck. Answer the phone with Meet Me at a Dinner Party and win your way to I keep trying so hard not to say the thing. Going to London next week, and you never know.
You never know who might be there.
Let's go. Emma, David, Fiona in the morning. How are we? What's going on?
What's the story? I've gotten kind of, I want to say, back into it, but not really at the same time, because I want to complain about it. I've gotten back into watching Black Mirror.
Oh God, so scary. I watched one episode and I'll never...
Have you never watched any other episode?
No, I can't. It freaked me out so much. I still think about it and gives me shivers.
Sorry, that's the only episode you've seen is from the new series with Chris O'Dowd, where they... with the...
health one.
The health one, where they're paying a subscription to keep your one alive.
And it keeps going up and up and up and up, and he keeps doing really extravagant things to try and get the money to keep her alive. Oh, it's so scary because it makes me feel like it could happen.
That's crazy. Sorry, I didn't realise that that's the only episode you've seen.
Yeah, only. One and only.
It's really...
I'm done.
It's a fantastic series.
Why do you want to give out about it?
Because for the same reason as you, I went back and I looked at some other interesting
episodes
like Playtest, which is one where a guy goes to play games and, to get paid, and lives in this like virtual reality. It's crazy. And there's another one called San Junipero, which is about a woman kind of going back to the 80s and living there, but it's actually like a reality in her mind and stuff. It's really interesting. The whole thing about Black Mirror is it's a new episode. Every new episode has new characters. It's a new storyline. Everything is different in every single one. So some of them are really good. Some of them are really tough. But I did watch the one you're talking about, and I was just like, instantly, as soon as I watched that, I was like, I'm glad I watched it because everyone is always talking about this. But I think I'm done. Even though there's like four more episodes to watch in the series.
It's too much of a mind boggle, and it's too frightening because it is trying to like have a glimpse at what could be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what freaks me out about it is...
See, I think if that was going to happen in reality, people would give out about it and people wouldn't sign up for it and people would... You know what I mean? I think the characters in Black Mirror in that episode that you're talking about are...
Bear in mind, just in case you don't know, these are people who like they're paying massive money to try and keep someone alive on this huge premium subscription.
There would be serious repercussions for that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So.
You couldn't do that morally, ethically.
Yeah, you'd imagine.
You'd hope these companies wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I've stopped watching it again. I can't. Because there's always like something you don't know or like a twist or some sort of thing, I'm like, oh God, I actually am able for this.
Do you know what I've realised?
I'm just going to watch The Office.
I need a show that I'm not going to think about after it's over.
Yeah.
Like, as in, I don't need anything profound on the telly. I just want to switch off for a little while.
That's fair.
I don't want to go to bed scared. That's why I've never liked a horror, anything that's too gruesome or scary. I don't need to know. It's none of my business.
I said, do you want to watch something to Pippa on Saturday? She said, yeah, maybe something scary. I said, I'm going home. What is wrong with you? Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Obviously... as being the person that I am, get given out to quite a lot, whether that be by my housemates or my boss or by our producer Callum or by just people in general, because sometimes I do things that maybe people don't like and they like, listen, that's just me, I'm crazy, I'm quirky, I'm mental. And usually it's justified, right?
Yeah.
Usually I can be like, do you know what, oh, my hands up, yeah, sorry about that. Sorry for crossing the line there or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whether it's on... Sunday or Saturday, one of the days, I had a barbecue. Saturday, I had a barbecue with, I was into my friend's house.
Yeah.
And we were having a barbecue. And my friend lives in a nice area. And so I went over and we were chilling out. And then we said, right, we'll go out the back and we'll
enjoy
have
a bit
BBQ.
Of sunshine. Yeah,
you know
lovely,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Have a BBQ. And so I brought a speaker, but it's like a Temu speaker.
Uh-huh.
It's like a crap speaker.
Not the most decibels.
No, not very loud. And so we're playing tunes, and it's honestly, I swear on my life, not very loud at all. Like,
okay.
Everyone in the house, everyone out the back could hear it. If you were inside the house, you wouldn't be able to hear it.
Okay.
So then we're sitting
what
there.
What time is it now?
It's, I want to say, probably about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock Saturday, Temu speaker, I'm with you.
Yeah. And the Temu speaker is just by the door, the back door into the house. So it's not very loud.
A little bit of ambiance.
Ambiance, is some might say. Anyway, doesn't the. The next door neighbour of my mate's gaff pop up over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, how are you? Will you turn that down? My son is studying for his junior cert.
No, she didn't.
I was like, what?
She said, turn that down. My son's studying for his junior cert.
He's just up there studying for his junior cert.
Oh, that sounds to me like such an over-worried mammy about the state exams.
And I was so shocked.
Yeah.
That I just went, oh, sorry, yeah, okay. And I turned off the music.
Mm.
And she just kind of was like, yeah, thanks. And then popped back down. Mm. And I was like, in fairness to her, he is the first person ever to do a junior cert.
I mean, it's fair. Yeah, totally, totally fair enough, yeah.
I was a little bit like, okay.
I need to do a test of something here. I'm going to get a song up in the corner and I want you to tell me the sound level.
Okay.
Okay, this is Justin Bieber's Never Say Never.
Yeah.
It's about that?
Yeah, I'd say it's about that. It's about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this lady's son is next door.
Next door.
In a room, assuming the bedroom.
Yeah.
Probably with AirPods in.
I would have thought so. And so I was like, do you want us to turn it down? Because he's studying for his junior cert. I was like, junior cert, by the way, not that important. Oh,
let's take that away from it for a second, because it is a state exam.
Yes, fair enough. But I was, then when she went away, I went, crap. Why did I not say no? Like, why didn't I just go, like, obviously it's not my gap.
You obviously,
you know,
felt,
I mean,
the pressure because you don't want to cause problems for your friends with their name.
But they never see them, apparently. So it wouldn't have caused any problems. So I was like, would you have minded if I said to her, hey, that's not on, don't be out, like, no. And he was like, no, you can say whatever you want. Mm. And I was like, I'm raging I didn't.
I
so
know.
I'm curious, should I have? Was I in the right to go, sorry now, but it's very low and we're just enjoying a bit of food in the nice weather.
Yeah. So were you right to do what you did, for example, which was turn the music down and say, of course, lady, no problem? Or were you wrong not to stand up for yourself?
Yeah, should I have stood up for myself and just went, sorry now, that's a, sorry. And I'd be polite, but I'd be like, that's not really on.
I find that sometimes when I'm in a situation like that where it's later that I think of what I would have said, because sometimes in the moment it just doesn't come to me quick enough.
I was so shocked.
Because sometimes you might come across a little bit abrasive or angry, like, it's not you, me. If I don't just go, yeah, fine. Because in the moment, I can't think of the lingo that is like socially perfect and
offend
the lady and is still standing up for myself.
Yeah, it was instantly like, I've done something wrong. So I instantly went, oh yeah, okay, fine, sure, yeah, sorry. And then turned it down. And then afterwards, I was just like, why did I say sorry? Why did I grovel? Why
stand
was
up
I
for
like,
yourself.
I should have went, sorry, no, what are you talking about?
I
don't know. Are you, what do you think? 0877 111 103. Voice notes, opinions are welcome. Because should I have just said, actually, no, we're actually well within our right to play a bit of music and it's not very loud at all. And I'm sorry, I don't care that your son's studying for his junior cert.
He's probably no need to include that at all, really, but you know what I mean?
I know, but also, like, I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to... I'm just saying, you know? So I'm curious, am I wrong? Was I wrong? Maybe you think she was totally within the right to ask, but I promise you, there was no reason for her to ask. It wasn't very loud at all. 087-711-103. Opinions. Thoughts. Giving out.
Give out to Dave.
Agrees.
Want. Yeah. He's got a terrible taste in music. All that stuff. Oh, wait.
I wasn't playing Never Say Never. She wasn't rude. Like,
she wasn't cross or anything.
No, she would, like, I was still, like, so shocked.
Oh, yeah.
But of course she wasn't, because she was probably realised she was asking such a ridiculous thing.
I remember years ago being at my friend's house in Phibsborough and was the music way too loud at 1 a.m.? Yes. Was someone cross? Yes. Were we sorry? Yes. This wasn't that situation. You're talking about a situation that you're saying this was more of an ambiance that, like, the Timu speaker that can probably go up, you know, a third of a regular speaker.
We were only speaking about 20 minutes ago about how when we go to a bar now and they're playing tunes that we don't want to hear loud music because we only have to talk to each other.
Yeah.
We hate loud music.
It was
in,
like,
my house.
Background noise.
My friend's house.
It wasn't like it was blaring. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not 2 a.m. But Dave now is thinking, was I wrong to back down?
Yeah, should I have stuck up for myself? Should I have just said, do you know what, take me licks there and just go, okay, no problem? Because my friend was inside the house. So it was just me dealing with his neighbour. So I was like, I don't know what to do here. So I just went, oh, okay, sure. And then I said to him, would you have minded if I stood up for myself? And he was like, no, I don't see her.
Yeah. Aoife was in touch on this.
If the son actually said something to his mum about the music, or if it's the mum just being an overprotective mum. But I'm sorry, the world doesn't stop just because you're studying for exams. When I studied for my exams, life went on, noise happened.
When I was studying for my junior cert, or even studying for my leaving cert, it's around the time of my brother's birthday. He had a bouncy castle out the back garden and I had to study for my leaving cert inside.
That's cruel.
You're telling me that if you, like, level 2 volume is too
distracting. Yeah. I had a bouncy castle outside my gaff.
Texting from Bernie, my daughter was studying at the back yesterday and all I could hear was drilling and sawing with the neighbours doing building work. Never in a million years would I expect them to stop what they're doing to accommodate someone studying. So there you go. And that's from a dad.
Okay. Yeah, that's so, yeah.
Here's Yasmin.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I have had a leave insert student, college, I've another one doing junior cert next year, and there's absolutely no way I'd be giving out about a bit of music at 4 o'clock in the day. Like, I don't know what she's teaching her kids, because they're never going to adapt to anything in life, because like, that's absolutely ridiculous.
100%. And you never know, it could help them stimulate, like when you're in the middle of the exam. I don't know what song you're playing. Give me a song.
I don't know. I could, let's say it was Never Say Never by Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Then the question will come up about in the science exam, and they were like, oh my God, yes, I remember this, because Never Say Never was playing. Helen the Stunning Boy, what do you make of all this?
I think you should have stood up. I think you were more in kind of shock that she was asking for such a stupid request with her son being upstairs. It's a son. What was it? A Saturday? At 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Saturday at 4 o'clock in the middle of the sun. Yeah. Let the child have a little bit of a break from studying from a junior cert. It's not the leaving cert. It's
with
junior
not
cert.
Very loud music either, by the way.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's not very loud, it's not. If it was loud and at 2 o'clock in the morning, have a complaint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at 4 o'clock midday on a Saturday, with the barbecue going on next door, she didn't have a right to come in and say anything. Plus, also, if she had a problem, she should have said it to the neighbour, the owner of the house, not you.
I agree.
Can I ask you, Helen, then, right? How would you have handled that when she popped her head over the wall? What would you have actually said? This is what I need to learn. It's like, what do we say that like isn't rude and isn't abrasive? Because I think sometimes I can be like, what? And I'm like, no, Emma, that's like just... So sometimes I think I just go, yeah, fine, because I don't know what to say. Yeah.
I get that. That's probably why, Dave, you turned it down and you turned it off, because you were like, okay, what the hell? You would have said, no, sorry, it's not very loud and it's middle of the day. If it was 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, I would have said, yeah, I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
But it's the middle of the day, it's a Saturday. Give the child a break for the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, come on, it's only the junior certs, it's not the leaving certs.
I'm so happy that you think this way, because I honestly thought people were going to be like, ah, Dave, you're studying for an exam, turn it down, for God's sake, don't be that person. But I'm really
happy. But it wasn't loud, Dave.
It wasn't.
You just said it wasn't loud.
It wasn't at all, I promise you. I swear in my life it wasn't loud.
Helen, thank you so much.
I play loud and...
Go on,
I play louder music in the house, disturbing my neighbours. So,
Helen,
and that's just cleaning.
I cannot thank you enough for that. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic
day. No, you were fine. I would have stood up to her.
Love it, Helen. I'll bring you over the next time.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Tell me where I went.
Thanks, Helen. Good luck.
Bye. I think we all need to learn. Do you know what? We need to do a little study, like, lesson on the show. How to deal with situations like that.
Yes, big fan.
Because I'm very bad at it.
But they have to come up, like, you have to be shocked, because I was genuinely shocked that this person said this.
I know, but you need to be ready for the shock. So when these things happen, what do you do? Mm. There needs to be, like, a guide on adulthood of how to handle wagons.
No, leave me alone! How about that?
I'll ring my mum on you!
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tony Chocolonely is bringing his first ever Irish free chocolate pop-up experience to Dublin for one day only, and we are buzzing because we're going to go down.
Yeah.
It's celebrating 3 years.
Do you think we'll meet Tony?
Oh, I hope so.
Do you think Tony goes to the pop-ups, Callum?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'd like to meet Tony.
To celebrate, we've got a year's supply of chocolate up for grabs today and tomorrow and... No, not tomorrow.
Just tomorrow,
class.
And today.
Savage.
Because tomorrow's the pop-up, you know.
Thank you. Callum's very close to me.
Yeah, he is.
I can get closer if you want.
Callum's getting ready because we're making the big Niall Horan call at 10 o'clock this morning. But for now, Tony's. Designed to be both immersive and thought-provoking, Tony's Chocolate Only. The pop-up is going to be an experience that is a treat for your senses and taste buds. Big flavour, bold colour. All rooted in Tony's mission to end exploitation in cocoa.
I've never seen the bottom half of you, Callum. You're always sitting down over there.
So basically, a year's supply of chocolate to go this morning. We have a little silly, as would be fully charged, game to play with Rebecca.
Oh yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you heading out in the sun for the day? Are you working from home? It sounds like you're working from home.
I am working from home, so I'm going to chill in the garden and get lunch.
How you can tell that they're at home.
You can just tell by the vibes.
Yes. And do you have a sun lounger, Rebecca?
I do. I got one like last week.
No,
nice.
You had a look at the weather outlook and was like, get in there now and get a quick one. Okay, great. Look, we'd love to sort you with a year's supply of Tony's Chocolonely.
Yeah, we're going
to
play a game of Tony or not, Rebecca. We'll name a famous person. You have to tell us if they are called Tony or not. If you get 3 in 30 seconds, you will win. So, for example, the President of Ireland with the surname Connolly, Tony or not?
Not.
Exactly. Yeah, correct. She is not called Tony. Connolly. She is called Catherine Connolly.
Correct.
So that's the aim of the game. Rebecca, are you ready to play? 3 in 30 seconds.
I am indeed.
All right, let's do it.
3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Former chief medical officer with the surname Houlihan. Tony or not?
Tony.
Correct. Scottish DJ who has songs like My Way and Feels So Close. Tony or not?
Not.
Not. Correct.
Name the main character in The Lion King. Tony or not?
Not.
Yes, there correct. There's your 3 in 30 seconds. You have won yourself a year's supply of Tony's Chocolonely.
Oh my God, thank you.
How unbelievable is that? That's so cool. Will you please send us some?
No, keep it all for yourself.
Just I think with a whole year's supply, I can definitely share some.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Congratulations, Rebecca. A year's supply of Tony's Chocolonely chocolate on its way to you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Do whatever you do to get the mouse moving across the laptop today and get outside.
Yeah. Leave a key ring on that space bar there.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
All right, Rebecca, have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
That's what they do in my house. They leave a little...
Stop ratting on them.
Little trinket on their space bar.
Really?
Just in case they want to go to the bathroom.
Of course, of course. And that's fair.
Always it on.
Is. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Not to sunbathe for 7 hours.